China is continuing large-scale military drills in the seas and airspace around Taiwan in protest over last week's visit to Taipei by US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The fresh round of military drills comes after the scheduled end of China's largest ever live fire exercises around the self-ruled island. The acting Prime Minister, Richard Marles, has warned it's a display of Beijing flexing its military muscles.
This is a demonstration of its capability and it's a demonstration of its force, and that is significant. What we need, though, to see now is a return to calm.
That's acting Prime Minister Richard Marles speaking to RM Breakfast earlier, and you can find that full interview on the ABC Listen app. Ting Ting Liu is a Taipei-based foreign affairs and military correspondent for TVBS News. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Hi, good morning, Patricia. Thanks for having me.
Beijing previously announced that live fire exercises had ended on Sunday. So what drills are now being carried out around Taiwan?
Yes, indeed. So we are actually seeing the stipulated exercise supposed to end on Sunday has actually continued. So what happened is happening right now around Taiwan. The Taiwanese Defense Ministry has confirmed, like as of yesterday, just before 5 p.m., they have detected 39 PLA aircrafts and at least 13 PLA vessels around Taiwan conducting joint air and navy exercise. And on top of that, there are multiple counts of unmanned aerial vehicles trespassing on the outer islands around Taiwan. The Taiwanese Defense Ministry has also confirmed multiple counts of cyber warfare and at least 272 attempts of disinformation starting from the 1st of August, stretching all the way to the 8th of August, Patricia.
Taiwan says Chinese aircrafts have not entered its territorial waters, but that aircrafts have repeatedly crossed the median line, which sits roughly between both landmasses along the Taiwan Strait. The government in Taiwan says its existence has been recognised since the 1950s. So how significant are those supposed incursions?
Yes, indeed. We have actually been seeing the PRC government in meetings with the US defense official claiming that the median line actually doesn't exist between the Taiwan Straits. But, you know, to be honest, the Taiwanese government has been repeatedly saying for the past few decades, stretching all the way at least 5 to 7 decades, we are actually seeing it being a balance between both sides of the strait, you know, meaning maintaining peace and status quo. But we are seeing in this massive military exercise, there are many, many of these PLA aircraft and PLA vessels crossing over. And, you know, no doubt with this action, it shows that the PLA is trying to tell the world that the median line doesn't exist. And despite the Taiwan's Defense Ministry saying that, you know, these PLA incursions did not enter Taiwan's 12 nautical miles territorial waters, but, you know, they refused to confirm if it actually entered the 24 nautical miles quantity just zone. So, you know, we are actually seeing a lot of power play from the PLA. And the Taiwan's Defense Ministry said that they are closely monitoring the situation.
What's it like being in Taipei right now? Much was made of Beijing's retaliation last week being the most significant in more than 25 years. Does it feel tense in Taiwan right now?
I would say that the day-to-day activities of the normal public, you know, they still go to work, go to school, doing their daily errands. You know, if you go on the streets, restaurants are still functioning. You know, people are still, like, having their daily lives. But, you know, no doubt there is more caution because right now, you know, given the exercise that was supposed to end on Sunday, currently, you know, it seems to be there might be no end at this stage in point because previously we are seeing the PLA, when they conduct their military activities, you know, they tend to be at least, you know, though it's around Taiwan, but they keep to the Taiwanese air defense identification zone. But, you know, no doubt they are actually pushing the boundaries further and further, closer to Taiwan. So we are seeing, like, for example, today, Taiwanese Ministry of Foreign Affairs Minister, he will actually be giving an international press conference just around 4 to 5 hours from now, you know, telling the international community to put their focus on the Taiwan issue. And, you know, we are actually seeing the Ministry of Foreign Affairs trying to tell the world that the PRC government, what they did, example for when they fired the missiles over Taiwan, you know, those moves are very similar to North Korea. Patricia.
Yeah, let's go to what you're saying. You're saying the foreign minister is going to give an international press conference. What will they call for? What do they want from the international community, from the United States, from a country like Australia?
Currently, from the notes I'm actually looking at right now, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is obviously going to condemn the PRC government's effort, and they are actually trying to tell to the world. We actually did see that Mr. Joseph Wu, he actually went on CNN accepting an exclusive interview yesterday, telling the world about the issue of Taiwan and the pressure Taiwan is facing and the threats of democracy that is being undermined by the PRC government. And on top of that, we would expect that the government hope to, push for more. Currently, Taiwan, we have a lot of ambassadors and representatives worldwide where they are actually giving a lot of interviews trying to offer perspectives from the Taiwanese side. Patricia.
Does it feel like this will all pass, or is there a sense that more uncertainty is now around the corner?
I would say that there's more uncertainty, as compared to maybe what I spoke to you a few days ago, because, with the exercise not really ending on Sunday, currently it shows that and the PLA has actually been stressing that they will continue to conduct military exercise. It just seems that there might be no end, even though the lives in Taiwan is going on as per normal, but you need to understand this is actually putting a lot of pressure, a lot of stress on the Taiwanese Defense Ministry. The army, They can't have their regular day off. They have to be on high alert every time. And the Taiwanese Defense Ministry in a press conference yesterday did mention that how this is actually indirectly affecting their normal daily routine and their normal daily training. And no doubt you put a lot of pressure on the response time and space, because in the future, in the past, when the PLA actually conduct their military exercise, they tend to do it within like a certain distance from Taiwan. But the fact that they are pushing it closer to Taiwan, no doubt, the response time, let's say the scrambling of the jets, or let's say where how the Navy has supposed to patrol their vessels, this actually gives less space and less response time. And, there's a risk of miscalculation in this kind of grade of conflicts right here.
Nearly a week after Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, how are people now reflecting on her visit? Is it being viewed as beneficial to Taiwan?
I would say that the general population in Taiwan still welcomes Pelosi's visit, but obviously right now there's a lot of questions being made on whether it is beneficial to Taiwan. But I think actually we are seeing messages from the Taiwanese government telling people it is important that Taiwan needs to make friends and we need to welcome friends to visit Taiwan. And currently in Taiwan, there are actually not only Taiwan's diplomatic Thai's friends coming guests coming to Taiwan. We're also seeing a group from Lithuania that actually sent their deputy minister here, and the government is expecting more other foreign guests. But even though currently, as of right now, we are seeing pressure from the PRC government, example, for telling a group of MPs from the UK to not to visit Taiwan. So, the question is really boiled down is whether in the future, any of these foreign delegations may not come to Taiwan. But no doubt the Taiwanese government officials have these questions to answer to, and they need to tell the public that the Taiwan issue is now actually recognized by the governments worldwide, and there are international support for that. Patricia,
many thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Ting Ting Lu is a Taipei-based foreign affairs and military correspondent with TVBS News.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.